It seemed really remarkably absurd to me that we were allowed to take a deduction for an illegal substance, but not allowed to take deductions for completely legal things.
So this is Lynette Shaw. She operates the oldest medical marijuana dispensary in the country, essentially. 15 years, not-for-profit, zoned by the City Planning Commission to be here. And now you've got the federal government, through the U.S. Attorney's Office, going after your landlord because you're near a park, despite being zoned to be here. And you got the IRS coming after you. Why is the federal government trying to make a case, do you think, against you?
It doesn't make any sense at all. And it's a shocking reversal of policy when I thought we were, you know, we had a friend in the White House, and apparently we don't. The patients are terrified. The sick people that we've been tending for 15 years now are afraid that they'll lose their access, which stabilized their condition and really has helped a lot of people.
Well, real quick, let's show some of the marijuana plants that are for sale here, but you also sell the medicine, the medical marijuana, to people who need it in the form ready to be used. This is an industry just in California, anywhere from $700 million to $1.3 billion in revenue, $105 million in taxes paid to the state and to city and local governments. Why cut that off, do you think?
It doesn't make any sense at all. This is the will of the people. It is a social experiment that works. All you have to do is regulate it. We've been regulated for 15 years. We don't have any of the problems they have with this unregulated, you know, marijuana or unregulated dispensaries. All you have to do is have some oversight, and we'll play by the rules, always.
Lynette, thank you very much for joining us. It is an issue that will go national. You got 16 states in the District of Columbia where medical marijuana is legal, but you have a conflict between the feds and the states. Back to you.